coach a bit of an ailment in the third period, but enough.
We had a two-goal lead. Three-goal lead. But I think any time your team that's going through what we're going through at this point, when you have the lead, no lead is safe until the game is over. And I think that was the case with us tonight. I thought they came with a push. You knew they were. But at the end of the day, I thought our goaltender held the fort for us really well. And there was a couple of second or third opportunities he had to make saves on. But for the most part, it was one clean shot. And then we got some box out. So I thought that we played certainly well enough in the first two periods to have a 5-2 lead. And that's very encouraging for us.
It looks like everything that was worked on in practice yesterday paid off.
Well, that's why you practice, I guess. But I thought we played harder as a team tonight in all aspects of the game, and that's what we need to do. And can we play harder? Yes. We need to still play harder than we did tonight. But it's a really good place to start. Anytime you can come on the road and be 500, they've always said that that's always a good trip. So we're able to go home tonight at 500 on this road trip, and now we got to go home and take care of our business there.
Thoughts on Mike Hoffman and his performance today?
Well, Mike's been his game's been very consistent since he got called up since the Olympic break, and it's nice to see him get rewarded for it tonight. He's been in the right place lots of times, and he had a couple of good opportunities early in the game, but tonight I thought he really, the power play goal was big.
Took a lot of penalties again here today, Coach, but you used Bobby Ryan quite a bit on the PK. Just some thoughts on his move there.
Well, we've had him do it in practice a number of times, but with Clark MacArthur not out, usually he kills penalties with Kyle, we needed someone else to do it, so we felt, we'll give him a try. We were prepared to use Mika if we had to, and Spez can always go out and kill him as well. But it was a good job by Bobby, giving him a little more responsibility, and I thought he did a good job. Well, you got to start at one. So, you can't get on a streak unless you win one. So I think the way that we played over the two periods, and even the third period, knowing that they were going to come and push, but to come away with a 5-3 win on the road in a tough building, in tough circumstances, I believe should be a boost of confidence for the group.
What can you say about
Hamsky? Well, he's really
looking
showed
for chemistry, right?
Yeah. Well, we were looking for something to happen good with him and Spez and Milan, and it certainly did today. And if we can keep that going, I thought they had the puck lots and did lots of good things with it. And even on the other side of the puck, they were harder and better, and that's a good sign.
I don't know when's he at his best? What's he doing when he's at his best?
Well, I thought tonight, when he skates and has the puck and uses his speed to spread the ice and to go vertically up the ice, I think it makes a big difference in the game. But he's good with the puck in tight, and he can all of a sudden come up with it and how did he get it?
Good reception too, because it's a difficult transition. He was in one place for an awful long time.
Mm-hmm.
When you come in and get 3 or 4 assists, what are they giving him?
Well, I think it's a great confidence booster for him. Obviously, it's also a good sign of how well his new teammates have embraced him and welcomed him to the team, and he's gained some confidence from that. And anytime you can pay that back with an effort like he had tonight, with 3 of 3, if not 4 points in the game, and was a factor in the game. If he didn't get a star, he gets one from the coaching staff, and that's a great way for him to, obviously, when you're trying to come to a new team, you want to have success and show them that you can contribute and help the team win.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.